Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. First 2019 Ethiopian Boeing 737 MAX 8 crash trial set for April 7. 2019 crash of a Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft in Ethiopia resulted in the deaths of 157 people, including two victims represented in this case. The first trial is scheduled to start in Federal District Court in Chicago on Monday, April 7, 2025, against Boeing concerning the 2019 crash of a 737 MAX 8 aircraft in Ethiopia, which resulted in the deaths of 157 people, including two victims represented in this case. Federal District Court Judge Jorge Alonso has arranged a pretrial hearing for 11 a.m. tomorrow, April 2, 2025. At the Dirksen Federal Building to address motions prior to the jury selection process beginning on Monday. Robert A. Clifford, the founder and senior partner of Clifford Law Offices, will serve as lead counsel in this litigation, representing the cases of Paulo Daisai and Darcy Bellinger, who is represented by Mark Lindquist of Mark Lindquist Law in Tacoma, Washington, and Austin Bartlett of Bartlett Chin LLC in Chicago. Paulo Daisai, aged 58, was the founder and general director of CISP, a non-governmental organization dedicated to combating poverty and inequality to uphold and enhance human dignity, operating in 30 countries and benefiting over 2 million individuals. He also held the position of president of Link 2007, an association comprising 13 Italian NGOs focused on amplifying the effectiveness of international cooperation for poverty alleviation and promoting peace and stability. He is survived by his wife, Maria Luisa, and two children from Italy. Bellinger, 46, from Denver, Colorado, was a founding member of the environmental nonprofit organization Parvati.org, where he dedicated his efforts to raising awareness about the Marine Arctic Peace Sanctuary, MAPS, initiative. He was en route to Nairobi to participate in a mission aimed at combating hunger and poverty during the UN Environment Assembly, having taken a leave of absence from his role as the Director of Professional Development at PCL Construction. These families look forward to their day in court as they seek justice more than 6 years after that tragic avoidable crash, Clifford said. A jury of their peers will determine the level of accountability by the corporation that manufactured the Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft. Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 was an international passenger flight operating from Bole International Airport in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, to Jomo Kenyatta International Airport in Nairobi, Kenya. On March 10, 2019, the Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft that was conducting the flight tragically crashed near Bishafta just 6 minutes after takeoff. All 149 passengers and 8 crew members aboard lost their lives. ET-302 was Ethiopian Airlines' deadliest accident to date and was the second accident involving the MAX 8 model within a year, following the crash of Lion Air Flight 610 in the Java Sea. These incidents led to a global grounding of the aircraft for 2 years and initiated an investigation into the certification process for the aircraft's passenger service. Boeing has accepted full responsibility for the factors leading to the crash. Consequently, the trial will concentrate on the damages claimed by the surviving family members. Judge Alonso has scheduled 2 additional trial dates in 2025 for the families of crash victims who have yet to reach a settlement with Boeing. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.